what we'd like to do is maybe put a call out to anybody that did work in the B&B, you know, Airbnb or hotel sector that now is closed because you obviously can't take tourists or guests. But there is the scope to open for particular emergency cases, including homelessness. And if anybody's interested in connecting in with our service, you know, that maybe we could facilitate and use your facilities. Obviously, you know, we would pay in the same way as we normally would. But we are always on the lookout for additional support accommodation. And in the past, we would have used hotels in the town. But we're also looking at potential holiday let properties that are in more remote locations, maybe things that will comply with the social isolation and the physical distancing requirements, but that could be used for families that maybe we'd move out of the refuge here. You know, they're well-established families at this point, but it would free up the accommodation for emergencies here.
What an amazing community gesture that would be for someone who has property lying idle. In terms of that, just to try and, in case people are about to pick up the phone and go, right, I could do that. In terms of the length of time property is generally needed, what is the situation there, or what is the optimum, Doctor?
Well, we would work with clients that can be here for a number of, well, it depends really, you know, usually ideally it would be, you know, possibly at the most a couple of months, but really it's until the property market gets moving again and that people can move on. Some clients actually have access to other property, or they're moving down the country, you know, to family and supports. Obviously they won't be able to do that during this period, but once the lockdown kind of lifts a little bit, they will be able to move on. Others are able to access their own properties again once property people are actually out and showing properties, which they're not at the moment, so nobody can actually access any rental properties. But as soon as those are back on the market, many of our clients can move on fairly quickly. Longer term, we would keep here actually on site, so we're not looking at putting people out in the community that would be there for a very long period of time.
So again, speaking to those who think that, right, these services don't exist any longer, I am isolated, I'm on my own, I'm stuck here, I don't know when this person is going to escalate their violence towards me, but I'm stuck, there's nothing I can do. We want to reassure people that that is not the case, and just talk once again to people in that situation, if you don't mind, Doctor.
No, it isn't the case, and we're also linking in with the other agencies. I know many of them are now offering supports through the telephone, but we're reaching out to those agencies to let them know that we're here, that our helpline is not just for people who are experiencing abuse, but it's also for family or friends that might be concerned, and it's also for agencies that want support and advice if they're talking to a client and feel that there might be some issue there, or they want to give advice. So all of those organisations, they're still out there, the community voluntary sector in the background, they're still connecting in with families. So use any of those opportunities, you know, to be able to relay your situation and know that they will be able to access supports on your behalf in the meantime as well. So, you know, there are opportunities to link in. It might not be the way that it's normally done, but we are looking to expand that way of working.
If someone wants to speak to the Donegal Domestic Violence Services about accommodation availability, I'm on about people that have accommodation, what is the best way of contacting?
Probably through the helpline, because that's always manned 24/7. We're obviously the same as everybody else, down to a skeleton staff working here in the offices. But I can move those calls and transfer them onto another line once they're through to us. So, you know, just use the helpline, the 1800 2626 77 number.